Racing HQ is brought to you by TAB. Get a bonus bet up to $50 for second and third on selected races this weekend. Gamble responsibly.
Time for our Friday regulars. Simon Denopoulos, first up from Racing and Sports. Morning to you, Simon.
Yeah, morning, Andrew. How are you?
Excellent, mate. Sunny skies, a bit of a surprise. Earlier in the week, we were thinking it was just going to be rain Friday, Saturday, but if the showers arrive, it's going to be late Saturday afternoon.
Yeah, which will be a bit of an issue if we do hit it during the meeting, Andrew. Never like it when we get rain on the race day, but hopefully it does stay away. And looks a good card there at Randwick tomorrow. Always tricky, I think, playing on a heavy deck. Interesting to see how the track does play. But yeah, looking forward to the winter dash.
Certainly. And Brad Gray is joining us. He's done all the form from Racing New South Wales. Morning, Brad.
Yeah, good morning, guys. I'd be interested to know how you think the track will play there, Simon. Will they get down the guts towards the middle of the day?
I guess you'd be surprised if they didn't, Brad. I think we'll get an idea early doors. Always good having a highway run early. You get a capacity field in those races most weeks. So gives you a good guide on how the track will play. But imagine it's always a rush to get off the fence when you get a heavy track at Randwick, and getting out into that better ground is generally where they want to be. So I'd imagine we'll have a good idea after race two.
All right, well, let's jump in, because the good thing this morning, listeners, is we have two clashes. They'll argue against each other. I love a good clash. I have one. I have a good old Barney with Cozzy every morning when he walks in, but he's normally the winner. I wonder who will win this morning. Simon, we're going to start with you in race four.
No worries, Andrew. Kick off with the Team Hawks train, Cesar. I think he's a really promising colt. We saw him only the two starts last preparation when formerly with Stephen O'Day. He won the Roman Consul at this course and distance on a heavy track first up. Then went down to the Coolmore, finished seventh there behind Sunlight. Haven't seen him since, so 231-day break, as mentioned, now with Team Hawks. And just the sole trial in the lead-up. But I think they're just trying to keep him fresh. Worth noting, in the trial, he didn't sport his blinkers. So if you watch the trial and didn't think much of it, I wouldn't be too concerned. The blinkers went on for the first time in the Roman Consul. He did get detached early in that race. He sort of got run off his feet and then really picked up late and just stormed over them. So I think he's going to need all of the 1,200 there tomorrow, and a heavy track is right up his alley. He finished fourth in the JJ Atkins behind the Autumn Sun, the start prior to the Roman Consul. So at the weights, I think he's got his rivals covered, and they do look to roll along in this race. There's going to be no loafing in front, which is what he'll need. A sit and sprint wouldn't suit him. So he'll want a testing 1,200, which I think he gets. And just with one trial under his belt, he should be kept fresh. And it was a similar preparation going into the Roman Consul, just the one trial at Doomben. So I think he's well set up to run well there tomorrow. And I think the price is appealing as well, because if he brings that form from the Roman Consul, he'll be in the finish. Race four, number seven, Cesar.
Yeah, $5.50 right now. I should know the answer to this, but I don't. I may have read it and I've just simply forgot. But Steve O'Day trained the horse out of Queensland. Has he got a stud career? He's obviously a three-year-old colt. And Aquas, have Aquas always been in him? Well, I don't know. Brad, do you know?
No, I don't believe so, because he always had the proven thoroughbred colours. And
that's
you've seen
right.
Running around tomorrow, yeah, in the Aquas silk. So it looks like a recent acquisition for the stud. Mm.
Looks like a new stallion for them going forward at one of their properties. All right, so that's race four, number seven. Now, we spoke with David Pfeiffer a short time ago, and Brad, you like his in race five.
Yeah, I was listening intently there to Dave. $9, I know you look at the time between wins, 700 days, just a lazy 700 days for Pelothronius, but a few of these have been pretty desperate for a wet track, as Dave touched on. He finally gets that here, and I think we can see a big form reversal from this horse. He's been ticking over well enough, that said, in his two runs back. The latest of those was behind Capperjack last Saturday, working to the line there in a three-way go, just missing for third. His heavy tracks, of course, speak for themselves. Five starts, four wins and a third, and that third was actually a half-length defeat in a listed race. So you look at the market in this race, and Kanachi's, there's not much between them in the market, but he's actually met Kanachi three occasions in the past and beat him home in all three, and actually gave him weight in all three of those. Here he carries a kilo less. So although it's been a long time between drinks, that's probably why we're getting the $9. And you look at No Doubt, and he's in the market too, and it's been over 1,000 days for him, so no, it's not too bad after all. So Pelothronius on top, race five, number six.
Yeah, $9. And finally, he normally doesn't rain wherever he goes, but we're going to have a wet track for him tomorrow, race five, number six. Now we get to the clashes. Oh, I love a good old clash. Brad, take it away with your thoughts in race 7, the Grand Vintage Mile.
I think this is a race where we can scout wide. I think Mansour Sissou heads the market. Sweet Victory is also thereabouts, but we can poke holes in both of them. I'm happy to side with Napoleon Solo. I think there's a good edge in this market if we're very forgiving of his last two efforts. I'm just happy to conclude that he didn't really stay, despite giving the impression that he would. His 1,900-metre effort at Canterbury there, when second favourite to Wolf, was pretty plain. And then he didn't really finish off either out to 2,200 metres at Eagle Farm. That saw the Snowden camp abort the Queensland Derby mission. A month later, here he is back to a benchmark 78, back over the mile. And you go back to his first two runs of the campaign, and it looks very appealing for this. First up, he hit the line over 1,400 metres in a really hot South Pacific Classic won by Fasica, before finding the line there in a Group 3 behind Gem Song in Queensland. His one heavy track run, probably a little bit deceptive on paper. He actually ran fifth, but it was over 1,100 metres behind Roheron, and he worked through the ground pretty nicely, so I've got no dramas with him getting through it. If there's another one to throw into the mix, it's Our Winnie. I think it's crazy odds, so have a dollar each way on her too. But Napoleon Solo is top pick in the race, race 7, number 9.
And as you say, $11, that other horse Brad Davidson gave a mention this morning, Our Winnie, on the Big Sports Breakfast. Now, in the other camp, sitting there just growling away, is Simon Denopoulos in race 7.
Yeah, I'll be with Sweet Victory. Was with her last weekend and see no reason to jump off. She was only narrowly beaten there, forced back to the inside from that inside draw. Thought she did a good job and what looked a good form race. Nikki's Gold, a good winner of the event. Mark Newnham, certainly one of the informed trainers going around. And the biggest tick I like following Mark is he's easy to read from a patterns perspective. And with Sweet Victory, she's on the quick backup. She's done that four times previously. She's won on two occasions. She finished second on the other. And the only time she was out of the money on the quick backup was when she ran in the Bell of the Turf at Gosford. So probably just a touch out class there. The last time we saw her on the quick backup, she finished second, but she actually ran a new career peak and her best performance to date. So if she gets to that level of form on Saturday, she's going to be extremely hard to beat. The quick backup also plays in her hands onto a testing track tomorrow. I only seen her once on a heavy track, but I think she'll handle it. Robbie Dolan takes over, so she gets in well with the 2 kilo claim. He's obviously flying at the moment and has a great record with the Mark Newnham stable, just shy of 20%. So from that draw, got locked away on the inside last time. I think she'll be better suited sort of one off the fence and then sort of peeling into the straight. I think on that performance down in the weights, she's certainly going to be in the finish. So race 7, number 12, Sweet Victory.
Righto, and it's at $4.20. So they're the boys' opinions there in race number 7. And when we go and look at race 8, and the boys have got separate thoughts here, which way do you go, Simon?
Yeah, I'm with Southern Lad. I think I just want to stick with him. He's been racing in really good form this time in. He got too far back in both runs to begin this preparation and then bumped into Simply Optimistic last start. But I still thought his performance was solid there. Should be right at his top now, racing fourth up. And I think a key switch with Robbie Dolan going on. He's also got a good record with the John O'Shea stable. He races well at Randwick, Southern Lad. He's drawn to get into a nice spot. I think similar, he got sort of to the inside there at Randwick last start. I imagine he wants to get him to the outside. And he's just knocking on the door. He brings the equal best last start figure into the race, and he brings the best last start speed figure into the race. So if he runs up to that again on the weekend, I'm sure he's going to be right around the mark. And the fact he's not favourite, I think you can almost get each way odds about him, which I think is a great bet. Race 8, number 4, Southern Lad.
Yeah, $4.80 is where it sits right now on this Friday morning for Southern Lad, race 8, number 4. It is a good, keen race, and you're not far away in the market here, Brad.
Yeah, I am with the favourite, Jack Sparr. I just think this is a lovely assignment for him. I think he's the best percentage play of the day. Just really hard to poke too many holes in this horse. I know he's drawn one, and we're in race 8 here, but I think he maps to be able to have the option of to cut off the fence. He probably trails Noble Joey in the run. And as I say, I think he's come back in really good order. Career best form, sets up really well. There was a bit of arrogance about the way he won there at Warwick Farm last start. Back in third, of course, was subsequent winner Embracer. So the form's rock solid. Chris Lees obviously has the horse in a very good spot at the moment. He does jump back into Saturday company. But this is a very winnable race. As I say, I think he stalks the speed, just pops in behind Noble Joey and presented with his chance. He's yet to see a heavy deck, but he's 2 from 2 on soft ground, so I doubt the track will be to blame if he is to be rolled. So pretty keen about his chances. This is a lovely race for him. That's race 8, number 8.
And as you say, $4.20 right now. So the boys have a couple of clashes. It's up to you now what you want to do. But for Simon Donopoulos, it's 4-7, 7-12 and 8-4. And for Brad Gray, 5-6, 7-9 and 8-8 for Randwick tomorrow. Guys, I've got to ask you a question without notice. The win yesterday of Sir Elton at Wyong for Adam Duggan, 2 from 2 and really looked so strong through the line there. Brad, did you cop it yesterday, Sir Elton?
Yeah, it was brilliant, wasn't it? I thought when Lashers landed up outside the leader without doing too much work, I thought it was going to be a pretty much a race on, but left that horse standing. We know that Lashers has got form around Kylie, so he's certainly a very exciting animal. The sky's the limit for him at the moment. Be curious to see where they go next, but he's running time, he's doing it easy, and he makes his own luck, so certainly one to follow for the future.
You rated that race yet, Simon?
Yeah, we have, I think, by the look of it. Adam Blanco must have got in early this morning. Yeah, really good figures on debut, winning at Gosford. He ran a time form rating of 91 there, which you don't generally see at the provincials, and then he's backed it up there yesterday. Still waiting to get the sectionals verified before we can look at... he looked to do a lot of work early, so there might be a bit of a bonus there in his performance, but really promising. Saw on Twitter yesterday, there looked to be a lot of chat about possibly being sold to Hong Kong. So hopefully that isn't the case and we do get to see him remaining here, because he looks a really promising horse.
Well, I had a chat with Adam Duggan this morning off air and I said, how was the phone?
Was it running hot?
Yeah, he said, from the moment I got into the car to drive home and everything, the phone, the bloodstock agents were straight on it. The key it appears to be that the owner isn't keen. Now, obviously, if the horse was able to do it at its next start, which will be, Brad, tomorrow fortnight at Randwick in a three-year-old race over 1,100. That's where Sir Elton will go. But at this stage, the owner is not keen. But I guess if he won that race, and let's, look at the field and everything like that when we get to it, but... if they came back with another ridiculous offer or something like that, money does talk. But at this stage, and I know Adam feels this way because it's not every day you got your hands on a potential good horse, but he would love to keep Sir Elton to train on into the future.
Yeah, he's an exciting horse. And wonder what the timing was. Like, you always see these horses coming through the back end of winter and play some kind of role in early carnival. And he kind of feels that bill. I know the punters certainly didn't miss him there yesterday. Well, they were just happy to take any price. I think he jumped to $1.60 or $1.50 in the end. So obviously that was off his ratings there on debut. So yeah, excited to see him, and I'm looking forward to seeing him in the flesh there in a couple of weeks.
Tomorrow fortnight at Randwick. And Darren Flindell was at his very best there.
Oh, he was on fire yesterday.
I wish I had the call now. I shouldn't have mentioned it, but he was really in the Elton John feel, wasn't he?
It was something about Rocket Man from memory.
Yeah, it was Rocket Man and I'm Still Standing. There was a couple of real big ones that he let rip there through it. I'll try and get it before I finish and play it to our listeners. Good on you guys. Brad will read more through the day on the Racing New South Wales website, and we'll do it again next week.
Definitely. Thanks, Andrew.
Thanks, Brad. And Simon, we'll talk to you tomorrow morning just after 8 o'clock with Munns and Duffer, who are in Brisbane, and we'll have all the preview for this card, and we'll have a better feel on, I guess, what the showers could do and what stage of the day they could arrive.
Yeah, we'll know after all. We'll see. Hopefully we get through. Generally, when we know it's going to be a heavy track early in the week, we don't get hit with as many scratchings. So hopefully that is the case and can find a few winners there tomorrow. It's a tricky day, but I think there's a bit of value. So if you find a few winners, you should finish in front.
Yeah, exactly. All right, we'll talk to you then, mate.
Sounds good, Andrew. All the best. Cheers.
That is joining us there, Brad Gray and Simon Donopoulos, our regular Fridays as we look towards the weekend. And this was Darren Flindell at his very best.
Try at the two favourites, Sir Elton held together from Lashers. Then Luke and Laddin, second step still there. Sir Elton still standing at the 150. It beat off Lashers. Then second step and Siege Warfare. But Sir Elton is starting to roar away. He's the rocket man today. Sir Elton beat Lashers. Siege Warfare third, then Luke and Laddin.
The I'm Still Standing was earlier, and the Rocket Man came late. Well done to Flindell. He'll be on fire tomorrow as well at Randwick. He's nearly due for a holiday. He's really working in those lines too hard.